Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mystery, Miracles, and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa. And what a beautiful evening or days we've been having here in Ireland. The weather has been absolutely exquisite. There is so much information that I want to share with you this evening. So many updates. I don't know actually where to start, to be honest. So what will I start with? That is the question. Maybe I'll give you, like, maybe share something with you on from Amin's diary, but it's her personal diary, actually. So I'll just, you know, I was saying with the radio show that I kind of titled it, you know, to see how things unfold in your life. And say, for example, Amin was doing the, when she was bringing through the Star Brothers and Sisters pen pal transmissions, you could get a beautiful art piece. And it was a communication from a Star Brother and Sister, from the Arcturian Star Brothers and Sisters. And I remember just the other day, I sat down and listened to the Hidden Kingdom. Because I was listening to the Hidden Kingdom, and I have the painting that I received from Amin, from the Arcturian, Star Brother Ustar, who is my my Star Brother pen pal, and I went into a very expanded state of awareness, and I started to see things in my my star elixir of light. It's really what they're called, star elixirs of light, star transmissions. And I became very aware of the horse kingdom in this beautiful painting, and I started to see other things in there too. But I just say, for example, so that's how you can actually see things being played out in your environment as well, when I feel the infinite is communicating with you. In whatever way the infinite chooses to express with you, or you express with the infinite. And of course, then I'm looking at, you know, messages for light workers that Amin has on her spiritualjourneys.com. You'll scroll up to the top and you can see she's got blog, messages for light workers, and you click on that. And she leaves a message almost every day. And this one in particular was called Message from the Wind Horses. And she mentions about little white horses that are about 60 inches tall, with a unicorn-like horn and wings, found primarily in Tibet. And she explains about, you know, confusion and how the human grid has been polluted and animal instincts become confused. She goes into that on a much deeper level. And there's been a couple of mixed topics, actually, on our threads, I would say, on Amin's messages for light workers, you know, all diverse, yet all linked, you know. So, and I found I was observing certain things in my environment that were playing out on a different level, of course, but I was aware, you know, why am I seeing this, or what is it that it's showing me? Because I was seeing it in my environment, and then, of course, I click on Amin's messages for light workers, and here we have some amazing divine synchronicities. That's what I'm saying about when you start to walk this sacred journey, you can really see certain things being played out in your environment. So I really wanted to share that for anyone who kind of, and you can comment on this as well, maybe a question. There's been a good few comments about this, because it's not just about the horses, it's a message from the wild, from the wind horses. You know, say, for example, Amin's mentioned, or they've mentioned, many children are there around the world have no parents, no homes, but instead people adopt pets. The deliberate cross pollution has been done because of greed and fear. This is just one little thread. Amin mentions other beings as well who were able to put animal spirits into human bodies out of greed. So it's really like, oh my God, you know. It's interesting, to say the least. And then, I suppose if you follow it every day, you could very well see, well, where are all these specific threads coming from? And, the light field of fuchsia, people are asking how you can work with that, human love versus divine compassion, why is time playing tricks, the story around Lucifer, someone asked a question about that, very interesting answer, but I'd like to know more about that as well, because Amin's work is so fascinating, it's just amazing, and then the message from the wind horses, so I just wanted to share, just that one little piece of thread, how it can actually play out in your life. And I feel I received that communication when I went into the expansion and was in silence and became very aware of how my art piece from the Star Elixir of Life that was actually communicating with me at that stage, that I received that communication. So I'm deeply grateful for that. And learning to trust what you're actually receiving within yourself through your own integrity and self-sovereignty. So, okay, that's that. The other thing I would like to make a correction on last week, because a beautiful brother, a beautiful star being, but a beautiful light being who I connected with, who studies with Amin's tools and is totally passionate about her teachings. And I was speaking about the time map last week and actually the clock of birds. And I actually have to make a correction there, because I did say that there were 27 cards that you get in the clock of birds, but it's actually 24 cards you get, not 27. So for anyone who's listening to last week's show, I just want you to know that that's the correction. There's only 24 cards that you get, okay? So I just want to say that before I forget. Now, I have been extremely excited because I just saw that there is so much shifting. It's incredible, I don't know if anybody has signed up for the, the newsletter that you get every week. But it's just amazing, the little things. They're like little gifts you get in your email. You kind of go, oh, what's new? What's happening? And, it's just incredible. Sometimes you might see it through your photography. If you're taking pictures, you might see it played out that way, or through your artwork or whatever it is. But either way, what a gift. So I would actually like to read today's mantra for the cosmic year, for those who don't have the time maps or who are considering buying your own personal time map, which you can order on spiritualjourneys.com, or you can go to the store and order one there. And today's mantra is, I express the miraculous through my all-encompassing love for life, for all life. I express the miraculous through my all-encompassing love for all life. So there's, you can check those out, and it's on Amin's diary, and there's a little link there if you want to get the cosmic time map. It's beautiful to read it every day and see where you are in your cosmic time map as well. Let me see what else there is that I really would love to share with you. I think the big one is about the babies and the resurrection, but anyhow, just let me have a little peek. Actually, what I might do is I put on a beautiful sound picture, because I think it's quite fitting for what's happening. So how about if I put on, I'm going to put on the Oracle, and this is from the 18 Elixirs. So I'm going to play this, and then I'll be back to you very shortly. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
and welcome back to the show for anyone who's just joined us. I'm your host, Vanessa, and this is Mystery Miracles and Mysticism. Welcome to the show. So, next up, I would like to speak about the beautiful gift I got in my email. And this is from Tilaline, and I just checked it, and I saw that there was a lovely thing inside there about babies of the resurrection. Now, I just think it's interesting because I've been kind of seeing stuff playing out in my reality again, and it just feels like confirmation when I read this, that it's, you know, pretty amazing. Now I'm just looking for what I have here for a second. Okay. I'm actually trying to find what I had. It's just kind of disappeared. Okay. Well, Amin has mentioned, I'll just read what's coming up. We have the summer solstice coming up. And that is bizarre. It is right there in front of me. And now I'm... okay, not to worry. Okay, I'll just make it kind of short and sweet. So that way I won't have to, go through it all again. So anyhow, right. So what I got in my email was Rise of the Inner Feminine. I actually feel very excited when I read this. And this is connected with the second level of resurrection. So it's Rise of the Inner Feminine, How to Prepare for the Second Level of Resurrection, a summer solstice webinar by the Seer Amin, Saturday, June 18th, 2016. At 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Recordings will be made available. She says, it is with a glad heart that I can announce that a truly miraculous event is occurring among our life family. More and more are finding their lives forever changed as they become resurrected beings. Join us for this life-altering online gathering of the Masters as Amin prepares us for this sacred event. Includes what can I expect to experience as I become a resurrected being, featuring a letter from Amara, resurrected from the dead by Amin in Altai, Siberia on June 27, 2014. How the second level of resurrection is the resurrection of the soul, representing the rise of the inner feminine and her full self-confidence in expression. Beautiful. Ending the inner masculine's geometric conquest of space and the deeper meaning of sweep now space, a profound vigil received by Amin in 2012, not understood until now. So you can download this and study the sigil. And also the so-called, I'm just going to look that up because I have it, I downloaded it actually. So you can download it onto your computer. And it's it's one of Amin's beautiful sacred sigils, and you could meditate on it if you wanted. I actually ran my hands across it, and I signed all of the numbers and everything. I literally kind of drew it with my hands, but I put my left hand and my right hand across the screen of my computer to help me integrate it in a non-cognitive manner, so I can feel it on a deeper level, and. And also I signed it, like my hands traced over it, you know, and it's really interesting how it's been put together. But anyhow, I'd be very interested to see what that does. I mean, it's amazing. She received it in 2012, and not understood until now. Just go to show you the perfection of absolutely everything of all of existence. It's kind of incredible. So you can download that and get that for free. And then you will learn about the so-called secret government and the realms of death. And that's so interesting because I saw other things in my star elixir of light. And I did pick up on the soul realm, which is also, you know, where you go where you die. So, and also that's like blackout reality as well. So, that is where the Star Brothers and Sisters kind of exist, as far as I'm aware, unless that's changed. So anyhow, you will learn more about all of this stuff, which I feel will be a very profound, massive shift, you know, that's taking place. What a gift to be able to take part in it, and privilege, to be quite honest. So Amin, then also, you know, this is just a very recent post. Babies of Resurrection, Amin looked at the root cause of aging on our planet and what this means for the new wave of babies born today. So, first of all, there's a holy gathering being called to prepare the planet for the resurrection of mankind. As received through revelation and confirmed by the angels, Seer Amin releases information about the miraculous transcendence taking place on Earth, featuring, any Belvas Pata practitioners, listen to this, featuring the brand new Belvas Pata of Resurrection, released for the very first time, presented by Jan Albi. So my feeling is that Jan is hosting this retreat. I'm not 100% certain about that, so you will need to contact jan@almin.net and find out more about that. But you can join her and learn what replaces duality as the energizing source used by a master for perpetual self-regeneration, how to do the alchemy that removes karma of past lives from our fields. I mean, that's pretty amazing. About the rise of the inner feminine as her fields transfigure and much more. I mean, that is ringing in my ears. All of that mean stuff rings in my ears. I just love it all so much. I'd love to go to that now as well. So all participants will receive a free gift of the video recording of Amin's 19-minute closing address at the May 2016 Silent Retreat. So you contact jan@almin.net. I mean, that would be a very beautiful event for anyone who's considering going. And that's taking place in Ohio, as far as I'm aware. So Amin mentioned then about, like, this gathering being called because of what's happening with the new babies that are waiting to be born, or that are coming to Earth, babies of the resurrection and the gathering of the gods. These are all, this is totally interconnected and very, very, very pertinent and important to what's happening on Earth. And Amin has said that she realized, please don't quote me on this because I'm just trying to remember what it is that she said. So if you really want to listen to the audio, you can go to www.spiritualjourneys.com and you can click on Babies of the Resurrection, Gathering of the Gods. It's only a 4-minute audio, but I'm just going to briefly recap what she had said. So if I've made a mistake in what I'm saying, it's just I'm trying to remember what it is she said. So, but as I said, don't quote me on it, but I will give you my perspective on it, or what I can remember anyway. Amin had said that she tried to understand why there were so many people aging, or that are, you know, elderly, aging at this stage of, you know, reality where we are on Earth. And she realized that there are babies waiting to be born, or that are going to be born, and they're actually, that the elderly are, you know, they're releasing energy by aging. And as she said, aging does come from resistance to life. But that is true. And also, they're doing it, they're releasing their energy, they're aging and releasing their energy because this energy is feeding the babies that are going to be born on Earth, as far as I'm aware, that they're going to be born on Earth. And they're actually being born resurrected babies. I mean, it's kind of profound. And the role that the older people are playing as well, I just send them so many blessings. I send them so many blessings. Amin mentioned deeper about that pregnancies had increased, that there's people in their 60s of retirement age, and they had something to do with the World War anyway, and that they were aging and releasing energy because these babies that want to, you know, come in, they're already resurrected. I mean, that's kind of profound. So I don't know how that works if you've, you know, if you're already, well, they're not mortal. That's my feeling, is they're not mortal, but they're you know, they're coming in as resurrected beings, but how does that work if you're just being born? So they're just being born. Well, I don't know, but are they being born kind of like immortal? I mean, is it the same thing, you know? And it just ties in with some threads that I've been kind of looking at things when, well, I'm watching something like a movie, and I'd be like, well, why am I actually watching this? What is the purpose of this particular thing? So I feel that's what I was kind of, you know, seeing certain things like immortal beings, and that are actually being born, rather than say, well, I don't presume to know because I feel that would have to be confirmed with Amin, but, you know, rather than some of the original ones who came through the time tunnels, who actually, some were never born, maybe some were, but some weren't, because they came through time tunnels, so some things may have been memory implants. You know, a lot of things, maybe stuff they grew up with, were actually memory implants. So this is going to be quite a new, it's a new wave of beings that are actually coming to Earth. And they're actually assisting in helping to evolve an entire species to the next level. And Armin has said that it is pertinent and so imperatively important. That is why that she is calling this gathering of the gods and goddesses, I suppose, that that they will assist, and the only ones that can do this, assist these babies, is the original ones, and that can help transcend the reality and make it, you know, a resurrected reality, not only for these babies, but also for themselves. So they will be instrumental in helping this resurrection really, really rooted in and grounded in, and that's an incredible gift to give beings that are not even here on Earth yet, you know. And actually, what a gift to raise up the Earth to such a point that, because the resurrected babies that want to be born in, as far as I'm aware, is that they're coming to Earth, which is, you know, they're such evolved beings that are coming here, and for the original ones as well. And, you know, they're, you know, we're trying to resurrect the Earth, so it's not like the consciousness is a lot lower than, say for the original ones here on Earth, and also for these resurrected babies that want to be born. So by in doing this, so this resurrection and taking part in this resurrection and creating being instrumental in assisting with this to happen, the importance of it to happen is beyond measure or in any words that can actually describe what will, how your life will shift from this. I mean, it's going to be new to everyone, you know? And that is amazing. And I do feel really, really excited about it. I feel very excited about it, about what's unfolding, about, you know, changes that are happening so quickly in the cosmos. And I just feel it's incredible. Wow. And it's obviously, I mean, it's not really long. It's on in July. Let me just double check when that's starting again. I mean, it's not really far away at all. So I suppose people would really want to be booking it. It's really only a month and a couple of days away. So if you're feeling this call, I mean, I was so excited when I read it. I was literally like, oh my God, it's incredible, you know? And it is incredible. It's incredible. Incredible. It's just such a gift to be even reading it, to be honest with you. It really is. It's like the magic is alive and well, everybody. It's alive and well, and it's alive and well in you. You know, just trust your inner calling if that's what you're feeling to do. That's all I can say. It's totally up to you as an original being on Earth, and you are always supportive. So that in itself, amazing. On that note, I really want to kind of end the show on this note, because it is a beautiful note to, you know, say goodnight. I would maybe like to read the wheel, that Almin has given. It's a sigil. I always call it a wheel because it looks like a wheel, but it's actually a sigil. And it says, sweep now space, for sacred it is, the benevolent playground of the Holy One. The benevolent playground. Sweep now space, for sacred it is, the benevolent playground of the Holy One. For me, it feels like it's cleaning something, cleaning out, you know, space or the illusion of space. And that's so interesting because I was talking of a place where I used to swim and I said, yeah, I used to enjoy it because it always reminded me of being in zero gravity. And because I'd never be able to stand there. I would like dive off the dive board into the ocean and it's you're diving straight into the ocean. It's not like you can't stand. It's so deep. And so I love that. But it also used to remind me of being in space, because you can't stand and you just have to be in total, you know, oneness with the ocean. And so it is very beautiful. And but it is interesting that this sigil is coming out again. And that is, sweep now space, for sacred it is, to the Netherlands playground of the Holy One. And I'm going to leave that on my computer screen and just, you know, ask for its assistance in whatever way the infinite wishes for it to unfold, and that it's beneficial not just to my life but to all life. So on that note, beloved listeners, I am going to play a beautiful music piece for you, and it's from The Seven Breaths of Eternal Life from Almin. And the oracle, the one I gave previously to that, it's from the 18 elixirs, and Almin uses alchemical sound, which is the balance of black and white light frequencies. And the 18 elixirs are also used to heal allergies and addictions in the Belle Hospital, which is really profound. So I think it's quite fitting that I'm going to play The Seven Breaths of Eternal Life. You know why? Because it helps with, you know, immortality, which is really cool. So it's actually from one of the yoga classes, actually. So sacred breaths. So what I will do is I'll play this and you can listen to it and you can check out more on www.spiritualjourneys.com. And if you want to send me a message on Facebook, it's Vanessa Power on Facebook. And that's it really for this evening. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm feeling that there will be a lot more maybe updates that I can share with you next week. And thank you so much for listening to the show and joining the show. And until next week, you have a beautiful and magical unfoldment in your life with full of fun and insight and whatever makes your heart sing. And inspiration, of course. Okay, until next week. And thank you. Thank you to the beautiful being who actually told me about the 27 guards to 24. I just want to say thank you for that. I'm deeply grateful that you listened and that you share that with me so I could correct it. So thank you very much. Okay, good night, and until next week, beloved Light family, tune in again. Until then, bye.